We'll call the regular town board meeting for the town elect, sign of the order on Wednesday, February 3rd. Members of the board are present, with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. He has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda? I'll second that. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers, general fund of $52,979, $53,020.
So moved.
I'll second. Motion made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 20th, 2021 regular town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for approval as read.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, we have been getting money in hand over fist. In the month of January, we took in $4,653,195.64, which then gives us a, anyway, what's in there now is $3,903.93, because we paid the first half to the schools. So therefore, in the total, we have $4,201,129.93. And in ambulance, $456,211.38.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second that. A motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. Public comments on agenda items?
Well, comments as we, they come up, Matt, if it's okay.
Yeah. Discussion possible action opening propane bids. We have three of them. Bid number one. Feral gas.
Where are they from?
Oh, that's the old,
That's...
No.
No, Milton.
No.
Out of Sanger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have the old, no, that's suburban. Yeah, that's suburban propane, feral, I think. Anyway. Re-insulation, stuff with equipment, hazmat, fuel recovery fees, per gallon price, $1.39 locked for 12 months. Regular delivery schedule as instructed, 24/7 emergency service out of Eagle River. Next one is petroleum heat and power up the road.
Yeah, they could almost not hold here.
Get one from the school.
Yeah, we get tied right into that one.
Tied right into the woods. Petroleum power, please offer prepaid contract town elect Flambeau, fulfill their propane needs, sign it, accept it, sign the contract. Continue until LP gas is exhausted. Petroleum heat and power will deliver 15,000 gallons of propane at pre-buy price of $1 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And what, did you hit this year?
That was same as last year.
Yeah.
We ordered 10,000, then we ordered 5,000 more, and right now my bill is 6 cents, so.
We hit her right on the head.
Yeah.
Petroleum heat and power performance agreement, pool and part, the subject not responsible for acts of God and washouts. Liability insurance. And 100% Native American owned local company.
Are all these guys on pre,
key fill that they monitor, so we don't have to.
Yes.
They know how much we use.
They come every week to check.
Yeah, it's cold, they know that.
This one is just 2021 LP bits, so your guess is as good as mine, who it is.
Oh, that was from the guy that just came, Richie, I think.
Richie Oil. 2021. 15,000 gallons of the town hall guaranteed at a price of $1.99. Paid within 15 days of delivery.
$1.99?
$1.99.
So $1.10, really?
$1.10.
Does it say anything about?
30 days.
Does it say anything about the full amount? I mean.
Well, this price is good for 30 days from the above date. Full payment must be received within 30 of acceptance of bid if the pre-buying propane rate is accepted. If accepted, this price per gallon will begin immediately until 15,000 gallons of propane are delivered.
Okay.
So it would be for 15,000.
Yep.
Petroleum heat and power is for 15,000, and feral gas is at a bid price.
Petroleum heat and power effective, starting right now.
They're already doing it.
Yeah.
That's who does it now.
That's who's doing it now.
They honored above and beyond it.
Yep.
They're still giving it until we tell them no. So they're still giving it to us at a dollar a gallon.
Yeah.
Last contract.
And our bill today was 6 cents, so. We just used the end up.
I'll make a motion for petroleum heat and power.
Yep, I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve the bid for a dollar a gallon from petroleum heat and power. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Questions?
Yes.
You know, for this time of the year to be receiving bids on propane, I guess we've been lucky the last 2 years.
It's not the time of year to be doing it. This should be done in August.
Well, July even.
Yeah. And maybe this year we can bid it and tell them that it would be for payment in fiscal year 2022.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that's bugged me for a couple of years.
I'll put a note in the January calendar.
But, yeah. But what I would say, and you are correct, we have been lucky, okay? Because Bobby has honored it, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think anybody else would have, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, he's.
Because I remember when we used other to there, and when we ran out for, it didn't even matter if we used that many gallons. It was when the time ran out.
It was as of March, whatever.
And it went to the regular price?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that bothered me a lot, so.
And they.
Well, Chris, the thing that I'm bringing this up in years past.
Right.
It's always been at this time of the year.
Yeah, see, we're kind of.
2 years we've been lucky.
We're in a catch where our budget year starts on first. But you're right, it should be taking place in the summer.
I'll put it in the July, August calendar.
No, I think it should be changed, though. I don't think we're going to get it much less than a dollar.
Oh, I'm not questioning that. I'm not going to stay at a dollar.
$1.95 a gallon right now.
Forever.
No, now they're going on now.
Item number 11, discussion possible action, update of the annual meeting for 2020. This was brought up at our budget meeting, so we've got it on there now.
I have a question on that.
Okay, I kind of wish Gloria would have been able to make it, but I can do some checking myself. Just background, which everybody knows, the state has extended their emergency order. It goes until March something. The tribe still has theirs in place. We're still kind of stuck between our rock and hard place. We need to hold an annual meeting. I don't know if you have any comments or thoughts, Chris. I guess I'm.
Well, I think we got to move ahead.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we do it in Arborvita, Woodruff, it matters.
Can we have both Aprils together?
I would suspect, yeah. Bill?
I guess I would like to have it in April myself.
I, yeah, and if we could, you know, we could do the two of them together. And just, I would say at this point, we're gonna have to plan on having an annual meeting as we get to the time in which we gotta start noticing it. We can decide, can we hold it here or do we go to another location like we had to do with the budget? We need to hold an annual meeting. That sound like the procedure to take at this point?
100%.
Okay.
We can't, yeah.
We will do that.
Are you gonna make a motion or just?
You can make a motion if you'd like, so in the record that that's what our plan is.
To hold the town's meeting?
To hold the annual meeting for 2020 and 2021 in April.
Okay. Yep.
And at a location where we're allowed.
Correct, yeah, a location to be determined.
Yep.
If not, be able to hold it here.
Yep. I'll second that motion. Motion been made and seconded regarding the annual meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
You got a question?
Yeah.
Question. In regard to that meeting, how are you gonna advertise that?
It'll be posted, like as a, you know, as we, by law, how we have to with our meeting.
It's like 20 days in advance or something like that?
Yeah, it's a double posting, 20 days in advance. We'll also put it on our website, especially if the location is changing, similar to what we had to do with the budget meeting, so.
And it's in the paper and post office?
Okay.
Paper would be kind enough to, in an article prior to the meeting, let people know that this is what we're needing to do.
But yeah, there's statutory legal responsibilities that we have to follow.
Okay.
Has to be posted for the 2020 and 2021 meeting?
We'll hold them all together. Yeah.
In that 2021, does that have to be on a specific date?
Yes, it has to be on the.
Fourth, or what is that?
Third Tuesday.
I don't know what it is.
No, yeah, they changed on us. It was the third Tuesday?
I believe so.
Third Tuesday of April.
I believe so.
So then that's when you would have.
That's when we would have statutorily what they called for. You know, you may still be under these emergency orders. There isn't, you know, no other towns have the size limits like we do. They did at the time, but, you know, we'll, one way or the other.
And I think, I mean, don't quote me, but I think statutorily, I think there's still some room here.
Yep.
Just because of the COVID situation.
Well, as long as those governor's emergency orders are in place.
Right.
That's the way the law is written, okay?
What does the statute say? What's the penalty for a town if you don't have it?
There is no penalty.
Not now, because it's in the statutes that you don't have to hold it while the order is in place or within 60 days of the order being lifted. It hasn't ever been lifted.
Oh.
And we have federal law that we deal with over here too.
Okay.
All right, item number 12, discussion possible action, update Squaw Lake Road name change, Squaw Lake slash road name change. We got a note here from Squaw Lake Association. And the association has met with the council. And they have decided on a name, and it's Amber?
Amber.
Amber Lake.
Excuse me, Matt?
Yes.
You say they, you're making it sound like the tribe decided.
No, they, the association and the tribe, they got together.
Yep. All right, I need to correct that for the record.
Okay.
We decided that it was not a lake association responsibility to lead the discussion. So we organized mailings to all the property owners and anybody, a family member of a property owner. And we solicited recommendations for a name change. Came back with a list of 22 or 24 names. Had a Zoom meeting. then scheduled a second Zoom meeting to organize a vote. A vote was taken, and the top three, a decision was made by the whole crowd to pick the top three and then go back in another Zoom meeting and pick the one of the three, and we picked Amber. So for the record, we have about 265 names on our property owner list. That's lakefront as well as property on the surrounding roads. We got back just over half of those individuals responded and voted, and we selected Amber.
That's a pretty good turnout.
So in the meantime, we were talking to the tribe and told them what we were up to. I went over personally, and we talked about the situation, and we said, we're not opposed to a name change. We understand the sensitivity, but we would like to get our oar in the water on the name itself. And they came back and said, hey, you know, we picked that name at the 10th hour. Three of us got together or whatever. We have no investment in that name. We're very happy to consider a change. So we did a handshake or an elbow bump and came back at them with the news. They accepted the name and then said that they would, they actually passed a resolution to go back to the state and recommend or tell them that they were amending their application for a name change and changing the name to Amber.
Good.
And that's where it's
at. Our meeting, we were gonna send a letter of support, which we didn't send because I had heard then that there was possibilities of the name not being the one that was originally chosen. So it's pretty tough to, I can't send a letter of support for a name that maybe isn't going to be there. So now I'll get a letter off to the DNR with the town's letter of support for the tribe's application on the name change to Amber Lake.
Excellent.
And then there is no requirement for this town to even get involved in it.
That's correct.
And number two is Squale, technically, if they were going to do some conformity of whether it would be a lake district or anything of that nature, Oneida County zoning would take it over because a very small portion of Squale is
majority
in the township of Lac des Flambeaux.
Majority of it's
so
in
the... it really isn't the town of Lac des Flambeaux's, you know what I mean, decision. We will have to consider what we're going to do with the road names. I would like the people that live on them roads, I would like their input. I want them, you know what I mean, to
okay.
pick the names. And
So picking up on that, Chris, I can easily organize another Zoom meeting of the property owners, and we will say what happened. We've been keeping them up to date, and we can say, we need now to make a decision on street names. Mm-hmm. And we'll get back to you. Does that sound right?
Yep. Fine.
Okay. I don't think that we will effect that change until the state actually does something. Because until they do, nothing is happening. For the record, if you're not aware, there are some property owners who are opposed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, we've had, I've had phone calls with them. People have stopped at my house. There's rumors of a lawyer, you know, and I've heard all this, and you know, they're fellow Americans and my neighbors who have a different view of this. And so that's where we are. They've written to the DNR. We've written to the DNR. The tribe has written to the DNR. So it is at this spot where the ball is now in the corner of the DNR, and Carol, I guess is the guy's name, has indicated he's got all this information, but they pushed back their decision-making date by a month because of COVID virus problems. So I'm gonna guess around the 1st of April.
Okay. We'll hear something.
We'll hear something.
Yeah. Is under a different level of state government besides the DNR that has...
It's actually the Office of Geological Names.
Which is, I believe, in the DNR.
Yes, within the DNR, within the department.
Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you change the name of a lake, okay, then the creek is going to get probably renamed all the way.
The creek is going to get it, the lake is going to get it.
There are so many publications through our government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all got to be changed and redone, so. Yeah, it's a little bit more than just picking the boat landing sign, you know what I mean, and putting one up.
And believe it or not, the U.S. Forest Service.
I was going to say the Forest Service because it falls within the Forest Service boundary.
Right.
Well, Squaw Creek is, you know, anyway, we've kind of looked at all of these little entanglements and we think that we've covered everything right now. So there's nothing more, I don't believe there's anything more the property owners need to do except come up with a street name. And we'll keep you...
I guess my advice would be to use the lake name, but that's, you know, if Chris wants to, if you want to do that in the form of a motion to let them give us advisory ideas for the road names.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We can't do action today with that.
Yeah, sure. I have it on there as roads.
Okay, in respect to street sign changes, there have been many questions about who will bear the costs of that.
The town will.
Okay, so I've told people, because I talked with you, Matt, and I said, well, we've got a couple street signs. The fire number signs are an issue, mostly for the people that live in the Minocqua portion, because their fire signs actually say Squaw.
They got their name on them, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm blowing up the memory here, and my memory's always getting bad. I talked to Mark Hartsheim about that, and he was going to bring that up before their board, possibly ask for a little help from the owners, but he said one way or the other, we'd have to get them changed. So I don't want to commit him to anything, and that's something that, you know, the owners in Minocqua will have to bring up with the town of Minocqua, but as for Flambeau, ours are fine, because we don't have our names on the sign.
Yep. Did Minocqua do the renumbering that we did 10 years ago, or have they yet to do that?
Yeah, they've got correct addresses up.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
The address number should be fine.
Yeah, the numbers are fine.
Yeah, okay.
They're all their signs are black, take a black Sharpie.
Fill it in.
Well, I mean, my personal opinion is it's not an endangerment question. It's if somebody calls 911,
they're going to get
and they send an ambulance or a fire or emergency vehicles, they will find that location.
They will find that address.
And also note that there have been many questions about, oh, I'm going to have to change my wills. I'm going to have to change my deeds. I'm going to have to reincorporate my corporations.
No.
And we have spoken to lawyers and attorneys about this, and the short answer is no. You don't have to change anything. Zero. Nada. Now that, most people have accepted that. There's a couple individuals who are not convinced of that. And we're talking to them and saying, be calm, you know.
A lot of things now are paperless to begin with. And on every form, if you get a, say you get a public service bill that still comes to your house, there's a section in there that says for address change.
Yeah.
You know, you change the address.
Yeah. Our driver's license will have to change.
But there's an interesting story. There's a township right a little bit north of Wausau that got into trouble. They had a conflict of addresses, and they had to change 24,000 addresses, and it was all done administratively and within some relatively short period of time with no action by homeowners. Their mail started arriving with the right street name and town. Anyway, so we don't think the property owners, we don't think it's an issue, I mean a practical problem. But, you know, we're listening and talking to people.
The number is the important thing.
Yeah. We've also had to point out the obvious to us anyway. If you look at your deeds, street address is not a deed issue. It's what the survey of your property.
The description is.
The description of the property is all that's important, and that is not a street address. That's so many rods or feet or yards from this buried pipe to this, etc. So when we pointed that out, a lot of people breathed a sigh of relief. Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So
what about mailing addresses?
The post office picks that up once they get the notice.
No, 1 year.
Yeah, and it comes through the county.
Hey, it might be a little clumsy for a while. Just Google Maps, you know what I mean? It's probably going to screw up. People are going to try to find some residents. They're going to put Squalor in, and they ain't going to go there. They might put Amber in there, and they ain't going to go there. So I'm just saying is that there's going to be a time, you know what I mean, where there's
just issue. Something that owners want to be aware of.
Right.
Yep. Because after 1 year, any mail that comes to the old address, they won't deliver it.
Yep. But I think the E911 has an awful lot of this.
Yep. Okay. Well, do you want to make a motion that...
I guess
actually be either all in one or two separate motions. One is to send a letter now on down to the DNR stating our support of the name change.
I'm of that, you know, just a support letter.
Yep.
There is no legal binding of this township to, what I mean, to do this. So
it's not our call, really. They'll ask us for our opinion, but it's not our call.
Yeah, as a chairman, if you want to recognize, the board is okay with it, that we're not against it.
Okay,
that'd be great.
I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded to send a letter now on down to the DNR Office of Geological Names to show our support for the name change of the lake. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. And now...
Matt, could I get a copy of that letter when you send it out? Thank you.
I can make a motion. And then I would like to make a motion that reflects that all property owners on roads with the name Squaw in it, whether it's Trail Lane, Boulevard, I would like for them to be able to choose.
Well, I would say submit their preference to us for a road.
Right.
Because we have to check. You might wind up with something you don't want.
But we have to check to make sure we don't have another, there's not another road of that name.
Sure. And I've told you, we've already organized ourselves into a two-step process. Step one, pick the lake name. Step two, pick the roads.
Yep. Okay.
So, and you, I mean, I was the...
I would say for the town to take direction from the owner of their own Squaw Lake to let us know their preferences on road names.
We will do that. And we'll keep you posted on our progress.
Okay. Is that the motion? I'll second that. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Jim?
How did the town notify the people when they renamed the driveways? How did we notify the four or five people on that particular
County does that.
Pardon me?
The county does that.
The county did that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because all road names go through them, through the county mapping department.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about driveways.
Yep. But they're private easement roads.
There's more than three.
New ones out there?
Multiple dwellings on a driveway.
There's three or more.
It's got to have a name.
Three or more, they got to have a name. Actually, they'll send a notice here that they're giving a name just so we can double check to make sure it's not doubled up someplace. County does that.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions or want to see anything in terms of the road naming, you go to the county mapping department.
But that's right. You'll see some driveways right now don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, some guy buys a lot and builds a house. Now you have multiple dwellings.
Now you got to have a name.
Now they're going to put a sign up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need arbitration on the road by name, and that was handled at the town.
Yeah, but now the county is doing all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn at 1:30?
I'll make that.
I'll second it. Motion been made, seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries.
Sir?
Thank you for coming, everybody. Go home.